is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said on Wednesday her country will honor the victims of the Christchurch terror attack on Friday with a moment of silence. Ardern also said discussions have taken place for a memorial service which will be held in Christchurch at a later date. Four of the mosque shooting victims were buried with Islamic rites on Wednesday. Meantime, the New Zealand Police Commissioner, Mike Bush, said that they are paying special attention to putting together evidence for prosecutors in the mosque killings, which left 50 people dead and many others wounded.
We have to get the identifications absolutely correct. We have to prove cause of death. We've got all the expertise and resource required. We're doing it as quickly as possible, but in a way that ensures we don't make mistakes.
The police commissioner said more charges will be filed against the alleged gunman, who has so far been charged with one count of murder. Mozambique is said to have been hit hard by Cyclone Idai, which ravaged southern Africa in recent days. The nation's president estimates as many as 1,000 people have died, many of them in the port city of Beira. Neighboring South Africa has sent in soldiers to help with search and rescue efforts.
Mozambique braced itself Tuesday for a mounting death toll and a host of humanitarian needs in the wake of Cyclone Idai, which hit the coastal city of Beira on Friday before moving through Mozambique and on to Malawi and Zimbabwe. The initial official death toll stood at 84, but Mozambican President Filipe Nyusi announced late Monday, after flying over the affected areas, that he estimated the number could be as high as 1,000.
That was VOA's Anita Powell reporting from Johannesburg. As always, for more information from our news center, you can join us on the internet at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Authorities in the Netherlands are investigating terror as a possible motive behind a shooting on a transit train this week that left three people dead and five others wounded in the city of Utrecht. Police arrested a 37-year-old Turkish-born man several hours after Monday's shooting. The suspect is expected to make his first court appearance on Thursday. In addition to the main suspect, two other people have been detained, but authorities have yet to detail their possible roles in the attack. Gun violence in Utrecht is rare as it is across the Netherlands. European Union President Jean-Claude Juncker said Wednesday the European Union is not open to further negotiations on Britain's exit from the bloc and is unlikely to decide this week whether to give Britain an extension on its March 29th deadline. British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to send a letter to leaders asking for delay to give her government and Parliament more time to agree on how exactly the divorce should take place. May sought to have another Parliament vote on her proposed terms for leaving the EU, but House of Commons Speaker John Bercow ruled this week that the Prime Minister cannot keep asking lawmakers to vote on a proposal they have already rejected. The leaders of the Western Hemisphere, two of them, of the largest economies, that is, are promising closer trade ties and increased military cooperation. President Donald Trump and Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro met Tuesday at the White House. Mr. Trump told reporters he was strongly considering NATO membership for Brazil.
The relationship that we have right now with Brazil has never been better. I think there was a lot of hostility with other presidents. There's zero hostility with me. And we're going to look at that very, very strongly in terms of whether it's NATO or it's something having to do with alliance.
The two men talked about trade and their mutual support for Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has been recognized as the country's legitimate leader by most Western countries. The U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary formally directing an internal watchdog office to audit the certification process for Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft following recent deadly crashes which killed more than 300 people. Preliminary reports have identified similarities between the two crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia, in which the 737 planes plunged to earth shortly after takeoff. Several countries around the world, including the U.S., have grounded these 737 planes. And Kazakhstan President Nursultan Nazarbayev unexpectedly resigned after three decades in power. The 78-year-old says he wants to make way for a new generation of leadership. For more news, VOAnews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.